In his workshop, a young marmot named Dell arrived, hot with frustration. Marn keeps saying the new bridge is dangerous, and it's just not. And every time I say it's fine, we just get louder and louder, and nobody...
Stop trading louder for louder, said Prod gently, and try one quiet question. What exactly does Marn say makes it dangerous?
Dell blinked. I don't know. I never asked. I just argued that it's fine.
There's your first tap, said Prod. Go ask, what makes you think it's dangerous? Then listen.
Dell went and came back thoughtful. He said his little sister slipped on it once when it was icy.
Prod tapped his reed softly. Now you've found the shape of it. Not the bridge is dangerous, but it's slippery in ice. That's not a shouting match anymore. It's a real thing you might both agree to fix with some grit on the planks.
He smiled. One question did what an hour of is to, is not, never could.
You didn't beat Marn. You found out what he actually meant, and it turned out to be something true and small and solvable.
Dell sat down slowly.
I spent all week getting louder, and the answer was just asking.
The question does the work the shouting can't, said Prod. It listens the argument into the open.
It feels braver to shout back, though, Dell admitted. Asking feels almost soft.
Asking is soft, said Prod, and it's the stronger move, because a shout only meets a shout, but a real question can't be shouted at. It can only be answered. He set the reed pointer in Dell's paw. So next time, tap the ground. Ask, how do you know? And what exactly do you mean? And then, hardest of all, listen. And as Dell felt the frustrated, chest-tight urge to shout give way to a slower, curious calm, the strange relief of a question that opened a door instead of a fight, something in him settled and steadied. It felt good, that quiet strength, not needing to be louder, only needing to be curious. That calm, listening, one good question steadiness was to Prod, where an argument stops being a battle and starts being a search.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Prod. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.